According to the Fed, the unemployment rate isn't 6.3%. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. Glad that you're here with us again today. The new jobless numbers came out today. We've got a story about a massive wage theft case in Chicago. The monthly payments for a new vehicle went up again. And as long as we're talking about debt, we've got new figures on home mortgages. The Wall Street Report, and hey, the mouse is leaving the house. For the interview, it's business coach Jeff Garrison from Results on Purpose. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, socially responsible recruiting, centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AURION.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the now Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. Today is the fourth day of March. Grateful that you're here with us. You can follow us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. When Fed Chair Jerome Powell met with the Senate Banking Committee this week, he had some sober words about the national unemployment rate. CNN is reporting that although the national jobless rate dropped to 6.3% in January, unemployment is much lower for white workers at 5.7% than for other groups. The black unemployment rate was 9.2% in January, and the Hispanic jobless rate was 8.6%. All of those numbers according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The jobless rate for women over the age of 20 is the same as that for men at 6%, but this, too, doesn't tell the whole story. The pandemic has forced some women to drop out of the workforce to take on family care responsibilities, and they are not counted in the unemployment rate. Meanwhile, of the 140,000 jobs in the U.S. that were lost in December, all of those jobs were once held by women. Powell said that he hoped these effects would be temporary, adding that it limited these workers' ability to fully contribute to the economy. At the end of the day, he said, quote, policies that bring the pandemic to an end would help, end quote. Well, this morning, the new report of first-time unemployment claims came in, and it, too, was a sobering reminder that we have far to go. Last week, 745,000 Americans filed for unemployment. Now, while that number is much better than just several months ago, it came in higher than expected. With the recent data, over 80 million Americans have filed for unemployment benefits since the start of the COVID outbreak in March of last year. Now, to put all this in context, this is the 50th consecutive week in which claims have been higher than the worst week of the financial crisis back in 2008-2009. But back to today. We have about 10 million Americans who are not employed, and it's believed that 7 million people have forsaken their search for a new job, and they're not able to find work. And again, those people are not counted in the unemployment number. Today, there are 18 million people collecting some form of jobless support. Well, here's a story out of Chicago you might find shocking. Wage theft is a big deal, and it often happens in already low-paying jobs. Radio station WBBM out of Chicago is reporting on a massive wage theft story. Employees of a restaurant in Chicago are getting $700,000 in back wages after the government found the owners violated labor laws. You heard that right. $700,000. The U.S. Department of Labor Wage and Hour Division has paid out most of the back wages to 60 employees of Tank Noodle within the past month. Officials said some were owed more than $10,000 each. An agency spokesman said they're still trying to locate some of those workers. The money covers a two-year period during which investigators found the owners of the restaurant paid some employees a flat amount per day instead of hourly and paid others only in tips. And then they also included management in tip pooling. Can't do that. But if you do have some coin and you're into the market for a new vehicle, be prepared to pay more. CNBC is reporting that the average monthly loan payment for a new car is fast approaching $600 a month. That's according to Experian, which analyzes millions of new and used vehicle loans. Experian's latest auto financing report covers the fourth quarter of last year, when new vehicle sales improved but were still well below the pace of sales in 2019. Nonetheless, those taking out loans to buy a new vehicle borrowed an average of $35,200, an increase of almost $2,000 from a year earlier. As a result, monthly loan payments jumped $13 to a record high of $576, that according to Experian. Loans for used vehicles also hit all-time highs, with consumers borrowing an average of $24,400, up almost $1,700 from a year ago. Experian says monthly payments used for used car autos jumped $18 to $413 a month, and that is the first time the average has topped $400. All right, as long as we're talking about debt, let's throw in mortgage debt. The Motley Fool is reporting that Americans owe more money on mortgages than ever before. According to data from the New York Federal Reserve, outstanding mortgage loan debt at the end of December hit $10.04 trillion. It's never been above $10 trillion in the past. Record-high debt balances are normally not very good news, but there's a very good reason for this unprecedented mortgage activity. And for many new homeowners, the decision to purchase a property will turn out to be a good one that helps to increase their wealth. Record-low mortgage rates, coupled by a rush of people leaving the city for the suburbs, fueled much of the increase in debt. And in the end, like we said, leaving an apartment and moving into a house should, in the long term, increase that family's wealth. A day-long sell-off deepened today, and Treasury yields jumped, as the latest comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell did little to ease the fears about the recent rise in yields. At the Wall Street Journal Jobs Summit, Powell emphasized the economy is far from reaching full employment and stopped short of indicating that the Fed would buy more long-term treasuries each month in an effort to contain yields. Stocks turned sharply lower after his comments. The Dow fell by 345 points to end the day at 30,942, while the Nasdaq shed 274 points to close out at 12,723, and the S&P 500 was off by over 51 points, ending the day at 3768. And finally, there is this. The mouse is leaving the house. Disney announced a major shift in its retail operations. The entertainment company plans to close 20% of its Disney stores, which include at least 60 here in North America. Why? Well, once again, we're hearing about the changes in how and where we shop that were brought on by the pandemic. Disney said it will be focusing on e-commerce and better linking its online shopping experience to its Disney Park apps and social media platforms. New data reveals coronavirus sped up the shift from brick and mortar to online shopping by about 5 years. Well, stay with us, because coming up next, it's business coach and entrepreneur Jeff Garrison from Results on Purpose. We're talking about some really interesting points of pain and how to fix them if you are motivated to do so. Jeff Garrison, coming up next.